Hey, I'm Tom Riello, the chair of theology at Montgomery Catholic Preparatory School.
And I'm Justin Costanza, the school president at Montgomery Catholic Preparatory School. And welcome to Water Cooler Catechism. Tom, we have another wonderful guest today, guest host today, Father Patrick.
He's going to have to start getting some paychecks from us.
I know.
Tell you what,
practically taking over the show.
We will split royalties 50-50-50.
Merchandising.
Yes,
I appreciate
exactly.
That.
That's how that works from a math guy. And today, let's steal one from the playbook of our beloved vocations director. So, Father Victor, if you're tuned into Archangel Radio today, we're going to talk a little bit about one of your favorite subjects, the theology of place. And if you have not listened to any of the podcast or seen any of the videos from Father Victor, they are doing a phenomenal job in a project known as Native Soil. So a little bit of a plug for Native Soil, but a big opportunity for us today on Water Cooler Catechism to talk about how theology of place really does mean something in each of our own lives. Father Patrick, take it away.
Yeah, so this question, I think, is one that is very personal to a lot of people, especially people who, you know, like you, Justin, you're born and raised in Montgomery. Your faith has been, you know, born here, and you grew here, and you learned here, and you were married here, and all these things, and now you know, you work here in a very real, impactful way. But for someone like Tom and myself, I am not from Montgomery explicitly. I'm even not necessarily from Alabama inherently. My dad was Coast Guard, so we've kind of moved around to different places, and I've lived here in you know, Montgomery now for a year and a half, and my family's been in Daphne three different times in my life. But this question of place and the theology of the place really gets to this idea of how we as people can be rooted in where we are, how we as people, regardless of if we're native to Montgomery or if, you know, we've moved here years ago like Tom, or even a year and a half ago like myself, like how we can sanctify where we live, how we can put roots where we live, and how, like, the Lord is asking all of us in this conversation to really become active members of, no matter where we are, like, that's what we're called to do. We're called to make roots. We're called to become involved. There's actually a topic in, like, Catholic social teaching of this idea of solidarity and subsidiarity, which, you know, on a social kind of ethics principle and big picture, this is something that tells us in the Catholic faith that we are called to do what is necessary on the lowest possible level. So this obviously comes into play with questions of, you know, like policy and, you know, all these big things, which is not necessarily what we're going to talk about. But I think there's something to that, you know, like we're called as Catholics to really be plugged in, not to, you know, what's going on necessarily in D.C. I mean, obviously we have to know what's going on, and it's good to be an active citizen in that regard. But we're called to participate and live in a reality that is very localized. And that's the beauty of the Catholic faith, is that we're a universal church, yes. We have a common banner under, you know, Pope Francis and the Vatican and the Magisterium, which is very wide. But in the practical day-to-day, the theology of the place really draws us into where we are. And there's a lot of grace, a lot of goodness, a lot of good things that come from being intimately involved in where we live, in our parishes, in our homes. And this idea really speaks to that in a profound way, that we're called, you know, as a people in a place, living somewhere, that's where we're called to put our roots.
One of my favorite Bible images is when St. Paul talks about, you know, he and Apollos and how they kind of go back and forth. And he said, I planted, you know, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. And there's that great line, you grow where you're planted. And I think that's an important point for us to always remember, right? We are, on a certain level, I would not have chosen Montgomery for myself. I wasn't thinking Montgomery. My family wasn't thinking Montgomery. But it's what God had for us, and it's where he led us into the particular church in Mobile within the Montgomery area to live out that reality and embracing that, right? Always taking what's in front of you. This is what we have been given. And I think that's an important point, that you recognize that the place where you're at is where God wants you to be. It's not that God is a present in that reality despite where you're at. It's where you are at that he's present, right? It's not over there or over there, but he's here, right here. And we have to always be cognizant of that. I think that's one of the things I love about the great Hall of Fame quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, not Joe Montana, but Steve Young, famously said that he loves sports and he loves talking about football because in many ways it becomes the metaphor for life. And one of the things that I love about this idea of, you know, going back to what you said earlier, Justin, about Father Victor's native soil, or what you're talking about, Father Patrick, about the theology of place and the way you articulated it so beautifully, is that it breaks the game down in small bites. And that's one thing Steve Young, I've heard him say, you know, one of the great things that, that the great Bill Walsh as a coach did was he broke the game down in small bites to where you could actually digest it as a player. So you had this very complex scheme. You had this very complex program. But really, at the end of it, it was very simple. And I think that's really what we are talking about with the theology of place.
So not just are we talking about this place where we are and how God is present here, but let's think about being a high school student. And Father Victor mentions this in Native Soil. The last thing on anybody's mind as a high school senior is the idea that I'm going to go away to college and then come back to, of all places, Montgomery, Alabama. And I assume that people in Baldwin County and in Mobile feel the same way. You know, there's this whole world out there. And, you know, there is merit to leaving the nest, so to speak. You go out, you gain this collegiate experience, this work and career experience. You travel, you see the world. But then there is value in coming back. And, you know, I'm a perfect example of I never had really any intention. I'm kind of the opposite of the person we're talking about. I never had really any intention of not going anywhere but Montgomery. You know, I mean, this is where my family is. Both sets of grandparents. I had a great grandmother at the time. Everybody is in town. Now I've married and my in-laws are in town. There was no other choice for me. All four of my siblings are here. This is a place that just had a lot of pull. Well, that's a different narrative for a lot of high school seniors. And we do want them to go out, but as I mentioned, we want them to come back because God can work through them here. Now, you guys are examples. Y'all were in high school as seniors somewhere. You know, some of you 15 or 20 years ago, some of you about 60 years ago. And you did not stay where you were planted at the time necessarily, as you both mentioned. But God is using you where you are. And this idea that Montgomery, Alabama is a place where God can use any of us is something that I think is difficult for our high school seniors to realize and to wrap their head around. And now I will also say the caveat to that is at Montgomery Catholic, they do see Christ alive. Their faith is growing in unique ways. And so maybe there is a glimmer of a hope that they may see Montgomery as a place where they can come back and plant their roots and be fruitful. But God has something in store for them wherever they are.
And I think the beautiful thing, that's awesome, Justin. And the beautiful thing about this idea of theology of the place, right? It's kind of a both and. You know, like the Lord is obviously working in various and many different ways in every single person's life, no matter if it's, you know, the high school senior who's a military kid, you know, whose family's been here for a year and they're just going to graduate, or, you know, the Costanzas, you know, kind of been here as a family, or some of these other big families that, you know, most of our cities in the archdiocese kind of have, these big Catholic families. But the Lord is both calling us to be rooted in that, but also to be rooted no matter where we end up, where we land. Like, I'll give you an example for me. It's kind of funny because I joined seminary, and in the, 7 years I was in seminary, I've had an opportunity to live in a lot of different places. You know, obviously, actually at the seminary college in Louisiana for 3 years, and then in Indiana for 4 years, but also just in between, you know, different parishes in the archdiocese. I lived in New York City for a summer doing CPE. I lived in Guadalajara, Mexico for a summer doing a Spanish immersion. So it's amazing that God calls us, you know, both to take roots where we are, where we land up. Like if I'm in New York City in Manhattan for a summer working at a hospital, like I got to know the area pretty well, you know, like by the end of it, I could walk on the subway and know where to go without having to look at the map, you know, like he called me to be there and be really plugged into the moment. But he also, the Lord was telling me like, you're not meant to be there full time. And I really did discover that I was not meant to be in a big city full time. Although I do love New York City, I know I could never live there full time. And that's the beautiful thing about this, is God will work with you no matter where you are, but he's also wanting us to be rooted, to take roots, to not neglect our native soil, our family, our homeland. And obviously, you know, everyone, like I said, is being moved around in different ways. And especially in today's world, where just so much is movable and people are called and this idea of globalization, right? Like, which affects us even on a local level. There's just so much that kind of pulls us away. And we could, you know, maybe critique that a little bit, but the Lord will work with where we are. And I think that's the foundation for this idea of the theology of the place, is like God is calling us, no matter what, to invest, right? To be rooted. Like the Israelites, a great example of the Israelites wandering in the desert, right? Like they were called for 40 years to wander around and they didn't have a home, but the Lord was still asking them to do all these great things and to like live a life of following what he desired for them. And I think if we have that mentality about where we are, about where we're going, is just so helpful to really remain rooted no matter where we are.
Right. And, you know, one of the things, too, that you just mentioned with the Israelites, you know, one of the beautiful images in the Psalms is over and over again, I look to the hills, from whence shall my help come? And how the Jewish believer, the heart of the Jewish believer, was fixated on the temple. Why? Because the temple was the abode of God's presence. In fact, Psalm 84, so many Psalms we can pick on, but Psalm 84, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy for the living God. The desire to be where God is, right? Where God is where the deepest longing of my soul wants to be. Now, of course, we talk about Augustine and how concupiscence and the effects of sin put us in a disadvantage, right? We misplace our real desire for place. But one of the things that you were saying, and recently we celebrated the feast of the great martyr, St. Andrew, in reference to the Korean martyrs, and how St. Andrew is writing in prison, and he's being tortured. And he says, I am comforted in this. I am not alone. Christ is present with me. There was a man who knew a theology of place. He was in prison. And I think that's important, you know, going back to what you're saying, Justin, you know, working with high schoolers. You know, we have a lot of military here. And we're a quarter of our school is military, give or take any given year. But let's just say, and we're so blessed by that vitality. But one of the things that we do, and I know that we try to do in our youth group programs, is we want every family to feel like they are welcome here in Montgomery, that they matter, right? They're not just here. Yes, it might be a year or 2 years, but they matter. And I've had to talk to students. I remember my second year here, where a wonderful, wonderful young man who had so much to offer, but I noticed about a month into the school year, he was kind of retreating and withdrawing into his own little world. He and I would talk, but he wouldn't really mix it up with his classmates, and I knew he had so much to offer. He wound up going to Suwannee. But one of the things I said to him was, look, I said, you're here for now. He said, you know, Mr. Riello, this is my third high school in 4 years. I've been to like 9 schools over the 12 years of my school career. I don't want to get to know people my senior year only to have them taken away from me. I said, I get what you're saying. I said, but God has you here now in this moment, and you have something to offer them. And I think they may have something to offer you. About a month later, he really threw himself into the moment, into the situation, kind of like what you were saying, Father, about being in New York City. You knew maybe this wasn't really where you were called to be, but you threw yourself into that moment, into that present, and you experienced Christ. So, and I know, you know, there are people in prison right now who might be listening to us. You're not alone. You're not alone. Christ is present with you, even in that circumstance.
You know where else Christ is present? That's right here on Archangel Radio. Tom, make sure folks know where they're listening to this wonderful broadcast of Water Cooler Catechism on our home station of Archangel Radio.
Yes, 1410 AM. That is the theology of place of Archangel Radio, 1410 AM and 94.5 FM. That's if you're in the car, if you're driving around Baldwin County or Mobile County. driving by the bay, as they say, or down by the Gulf, having a little Gulf shrimp, you are listening terrestrially. But if you're like me, you can't listen on 1410 AM or 94.5. You have to go, at least the way I do, is I go to the App Store and I get the Archangel Radio app. I listen in my car, plug it in. I listen to Todd and Ellen and Mike doing L.A. Catholic Morning, Archbishop Brody's show, having the opportunity to hear the Archbishop, our own show, Water Cooler Catechism, and so many wonderful opportunities to know what's going on in the diocese or know people within the diocese. You know, it's one of the things that really touches on this theology of place. And so the fact that we have Archangel Radio within our diocese, yes, I know there's amazing priests out there. They're out there. They have their Ascension Press, YouTube. They have all these different things. They have Word on Fire. That's all great. But I love Father Mike. Father Mike is amazing. He's a great campus minister up in Minnesota. But hey, we got Father Victor Ingles. Like we don't have to. That's always the danger, right? The
celebrity mentality. Someone say Father Victor Ingles is the Father Mike Schmitz of the South.
Oh, there we go. Right.
I think he would say that.
There we go. But that really does touch on to something that, you know, there's something within us, right? Even going back to the Gospels, you think in terms of this is a funny story in the Gospel of John. With, you know, with Nathaniel and, you know, Philip, and they're in a conversation. Oh, he's from, can anything good come from Nazareth? I just love that line, you know, like, what? Nazareth?
one of the things that I was kind of thinking of, Justin made me think of it when he was speaking about this idea, circling back to it, of a high schooler, you know, especially, you know, someone from, you know, like Montgomery, who has that idea in their head about, you know, I want to get out. I want to go experience. I want to see the world. Like I want to break free. You know, I think there is truth in that, because one of the things we hadn't really mentioned yet in the scheme of theology of the place is what our true home is. And there is a very real desire in every single person, no matter if, you know, they've been in the same house for, you know, 70 years of their life. Like there should be, I think, properly a desire in every single person that, you know, this place is not my true home. This earthly place is not my true home. And I think that's a good way to like really spiritualize this and help us to understand that, yeah, in a sense, like we should all have that desire to want to leave where we are, because we're not meant to be here on earth permanently and forever. Like our true place that we're trying to get to is heaven with the Lord. And that's why, you know, we, you know, the way that the Catholic Church, you know, we are divided into dioceses and provinces and locally parishes, you know? And that's what the real big benefit of our scheme is, like the way we're organized. There's, you know, a practical kind of legal aspect to it, but also like a theological aspect to a parish is the local place where no matter where you live in the world, like you're under the bounds of some Catholic parish, no matter what. Even if, you know, a state like Montana, where, you know, there's probably a Catholic parish every 300 miles, but still that one parish is in charge of the souls of every single person in that 300 mile radius. And there's a very real reality that the parish is the place where we encounter heaven in a foretaste way through the Eucharist on earth. So like we Catholics, everyone should have this desire to leave where they are. You know, like we're not meant to be here. And I think that can actually help to quell some of the nervousness or the restlessness that young people especially find. And like, you know, they want to travel. People want to get out of their place. They want to, you know, want to leave. I mean, yes, that's good, but we need to understand that, you know, the only way we're going to get to heaven is by really remaining rooted no matter where we are. So there's a very real reality of it's a mystical kind of paradoxical thing. Like we should not want to always be here, but that can help us to remain rooted where we are so that we can really attain, you know, our true homeland, our true place in heaven.
One of my favorite things, and Justin, you have been a part of this, spearheading this with our youth, and Father, you and Father Connor and Father Nicholas and Father Patrick, Ahrensburg prior, and you know, with this thing we call Christ in the Capitol. And there's something very powerful about it. And just to give you a little, I've mentioned this before, you know, when I'm on LA Catholic Morning or whenever we're talking about it, we've mentioned in passing, but we do once a month in our youth program in our parishes what's called Christ in the Capitol. And you have to understand, the parishes in Montgomery work very, very well together. So the kids come from all throughout the deanery. No one's turned away. And so they come. And during that night, they will have adoration, and they will have the opportunity to go to confession. And, you know, when people say, oh, you know what, if you do that, kids aren't going to show up. You have to give them pizza and soda and bonfires every week, because if not, they're never going to come. Well, don't tell the folks out there, but we still see the same numbers pretty much week to week when we have that night. And to see kids in that moment and just spending time before the Lord, present in the Blessed Sacrament, adoring him in the, you know, as he's presented in the monstrance. But there's a song that is oftentimes sung there, and it's that song, "There's no place that I'd rather be," right? To be right here, right, with you, Jesus, in your love. There's no place I'd rather be. And, you know, and I think in terms of those other evangelical groups where that song actually comes from, well, there's no place I'd rather be. From a Catholic perspective, there really is no place you'd rather be, right, than to be present before the Lord, especially as he's there in the tabernacle or in the monstrance.
And the next line to that song, "No place I'd rather be than here in your love," which it is very evangelical in nature, and, you know, it feels good to our young high school students. But you're exactly right, Tom. There's no place that I'd rather be than to be here in your love. And in this idea of theology of place, we realize, it's easier for us to realize as the elders in the room maybe, but we realize that God's love is wherever we are. And we have to acknowledge that that is a place that we want to be. And so often, particularly with the people that we work with in high school and these young adults, you know, they push away Christ in their life, or they really, maybe they don't actively push Christ away, but what they do is they actually embrace all of these other ideas that are pushing so hard. They push Christ out by just being kind of apathetic, and they realize that, or they begin to think anyways, that the world has more to offer, that materialistic things have more to offer them, that the nice house where they live has more to offer them, or, oh, there's more fun things. How many times have we heard people say about Montgomery, there's nothing fun to do here? But then think to the older generation. You mentioned the military families in Montgomery. We have military families. The Aarons are the perfect example. Rick and Eileen Aaron, two of the most faith-filled folks you'll ever meet in your life, a math instructor and the high school principal at Montgomery Catholic. And Rick and Eileen retired from the Air Force, and they chose to stay in Montgomery, as did so many military families, my in-laws included. But Rick and Eileen will be the first one to tell you the reason they chose to stay here. Yeah, there may not be tons to do on Friday nights if you're 17 years old. But what they saw in Montgomery was a vibrant Catholic community that enriched their lives and their families, and that's where they wanted their kids to grow up, in a place where Christ was alive.
And that happens because people are very much in tune to what we're saying, to the way that God is calling them to live and exist and act and work and worship where they are. You know, like, you can feel that. There are places in the world, in our country, where that idea, that feeling, like that good draw is not necessarily there. And that's not, you know, to a discredit to Catholicism in our country. It's just like, we have something special here, you know, and we have dedicated and faithful people who have, I think for the most part, really taken a hold of this idea. And especially, you know, like, one of the other things we hadn't really talked about is the idea of culture and place, you know, like the Southern culture that we have, you know, in the South, like a very hospitable culture. I think that shines through, and Christ has used that, you know, to really create this environment and space where he can really take root in the lives of those who live here. And I think, you know, the cultural aspects of this question of theology of the place are beautiful as well. Because obviously, like, Christ doesn't change, you know, like, when we celebrate Mass here in Montgomery or Mass in, you know, wherever in Mexico, it's not Christ that changes necessarily, but it's the people that change because of Christ. You know, so Christ always remains the same, and the people can respond in turn with their own uniquenesses and their own cultural, you know, identities, but Christ is the one who unites and orders all cultures. And so there's a very reality to a real reality that that's, you know, that that's there in this idea of theology of the place.
And one of the things I think that is so important, I think why our diocese really does have a lot of positive things going on in it, is tied to the fact that I think we have a bishop who, by and large, stays in his diocese. He's not an airport bishop. He's not traveling. Where's Archbishop Brody? Oh, he's in Rome again. What's he doing in Rome? Oh, he's at a meeting about this or about that. Or where is he? Oh, he's at the latest conference. Where's that? That's he's in Paris at the Biblical Studies Conference. That's not a bishop. That's not what a bishop does. And unfortunately, far too many bishops think that way. Archbishop Brody's the I-65 bishop. He drives the interstate. He's out and about. He's going to the parishes. That, in turn, creates a culture of where we have a lot of priests who are very much involved in our parishes. You know, a lot of our guys, if anything, especially, are priests that, you know, I know, that graduates of Montgomery Catholic, McGill Toulon over the past number of years, and Lord willing, shortly St. Michael's down in Fairhope, they're here. You know, a lot of times you guys aren't even taking your vacations. You guys are because you want to be here, and that creates a culture of positivity.
You know, and there's so many positive things within this culture. We could do 5 shows on this, and this idea of theology of place is something that means a lot to us in Montgomery. As I mentioned, you know, this anecdote of the Aarons choosing to move to Montgomery is not an accident. And what we are seeing now, look at it even in our own schools, you know, the folks that show up over Thanksgiving and Christmas break are some of the first people that we thought we would never see again. And they show up and they want to see Tom Riello and they want to see these young priests and they want to see the folks that made this a special place. God truly is alive here within these walls and right here on Archangel Radio on Water Cooler Catechism. Thanks for tuning in.